pickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. There are reports coming out of India that a British man was the one and only survivor of a plane which crashed there. Classic FM's Joseph Draper has more.
A small glimmer of hope, that British national, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, remarkably survived that crash. We know he was on the flight with his brother, AJ, sat on a different row. Now, we have no information about his fate.
The Air India flight carrying 240 people had just left Ahmedabad Airport when it happened. 53 British nationals were on the plane, which was heading back to London Gatwick. Former airline captain Emma Henderson, MBE, has told us there are anomalies in the footage of the crash.
And one of those is, of course, that the landing gear, which that's the wheels underneath the aircraft, so that's down. And that's something we wouldn't expect to see.
Travel expert Simon Corder has told us what investigators will now be looking at.
It will be everything from possibly human error, maybe a bird strike just as the aircraft was lifting off, multiple systems failures. All manner of circumstances could have explained this.
Aviation expert Josh Cahill says the crash came as a surprise.
The plane involved, the 787-A Dreamliner, a new generation plane, has never been involved in a fatal crash. Also, India has a great safety record. They operate hundreds of flights every day.
The Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, said the tragedy has stunned and saddened us. It's heartbreaking beyond words. Here, the Prime Minister called the crash devastating, while the King says he's desperately shocked at the appallingly tragic incident. The Foreign Office has set up a hotline for anyone concerned. It's 0207 008 5000. That's 0207 008 5000. Tonight's weather cloudy with patchy rain in the west, clearer in the north and east with lows of 6, humid in the south with a low of 12. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Mike Powell.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Seeing you into the evening, it's Margarita Taylor with you on Classic FM with Joseph Haydn's Concerto for Flute and Oboe after Carl Jenkins' Palladio.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Haydn's Concerto for Flute and Oboe No. 1 in C. We had Ana de la Vega and Ramon Ortega Cuero with the Trondheim soloist playing as the first movement. And before, from Palladio by Carl Jenkins, the London Philharmonic Strings played the first movement here on Classic FM. We're at 6:10, time to introduce another recording from my classical star in the spotlight this week, the Finnish conductor, Klaus Mikaela, who in 2027 will begin leading the music, or leading as music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and also the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, taking up the title then. Currently, he's chief conductor with the Oslo Philharmonic and also the music director at the Orchestre de Paris, who play for us now under Michaela's leadership. We hear Stravinsky's The Firebird. It's the lullaby for you on Classic FM. Lovely to share the lullaby from The Firebird by Stravinsky with you. The Orchestre de Paris, conducted by my classical star in the spotlight this week, Klaus Michaela.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Great recording there by Murray Pariah, the music of Beethoven, the Piano Sonata number 14, the finale of that sonata on Classic FM. And before, we heard from John Williams, born on the 4th of July, the theme played by the Boston Pops Orchestra with John Williams directing. And very much enjoying that. Hi to Linda, who's messaged on 61812 on the text number 3 to Classic FM, listening in Welland Garden City. Real favourite, that of hers, from John Williams, one of his greatest tunes, she says. And Margarita, could you please send best wishes to my A-level biologist taking their paper tomorrow? That's Friday the 13th. This is from Lois and Grant. Thank you again, and good luck if you're taking that exam tomorrow. However you're spending the evening, we'll get you home as swiftly as possible. Traffic and travel update with Mike on the way for you next. And then we hear from Benjamin Britten, the young person's guide to the orchestra.
Classic FM.
Imagine winning the Euro Millions £208 million jackpot on Friday the 13th, or even becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires. You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Classic FM travel.
On the railways, Northern have delays of up to 20 minutes and cancellations at Stockport after problems with the signals earlier. On the roads in Bedfordshire, it's slow on the M1 southbound. That's because the car has broken down at junction 13 for Bedford. It's heavy in Neath Port Talbot on the M4 eastbound because of flooding between junction 43 for Llandarty and junction 42 for Swansea East. In Warwickshire, it's stop start on the M42 southbound. That's after an accident earlier between junction 10 for Tamworth and junction 9 for Coleshill. And there are delays in South Yorkshire on the M18 southbound. That's because the car's overturned at junction 5 for Doncaster North services.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
the Giuseppe Verdi Symphony Orchestra, Riccardo Chailly conducting for the overture from La Forza del Destino by Verdi on Classic FM. Before, Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, performed by the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting there. Still ahead, we'll hear from Schubert, the third symphony to come, and relaxing you into the evening, Zeb Soane's with you from 7 tonight, with a beautiful moment from John Rutter, the Requiem Aeternum from John Rutter's Requiem, and the tale of a love theme from Romeo and Juliet, all on the way this evening from 7.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at viking.com.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
The people of Britain have bought loads of noise-cancelling headphones. With a Barclaycard Rewards credit card, you could get cash back on eligible purchases and no fees on spending overseas. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example, 28.9% APR representative variable and 28.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
Me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom. Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X. Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katier. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Polls, tax rises, the EU, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, making those early starts and busy mornings so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Orchestra of the Swiss Romande, conducted by Naima Yervi for Emmanuel Chabrier's Habanera. And before, we heard Jean-Yves Thibaudin playing on Classic FM Chopin's Nocturne in B-flat minor.
Thank you.
Schubert's Third Symphony, the fourth movement there, played by the Munich Symphony Orchestra on Classic FM. Kevin John Odusse conducting. Wishing you a great night with a calm of Calm Classics. Ritla Shah with you at 10 this evening. But on the way next, seeing you into the most relaxing evening of music. Zeb Soane's on the way after the news headlines at 7 with the music of Bach, the Orchestral Suite number 3, on the way.
Classic FM.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windbreaker. waterproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
31 years ago, the World Wide Web was introduced. The National Lottery launched. And Darwood and Tanner began making people smile. And whilst things have changed a lot since then, Darwood and Tanner's mission to provide the very best dental care through the very latest technology is still at the heart of everything they do. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant, root canal and gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
The people of Britain love their ice baths. They've bought loads of them. With the Barclaycard Platinum, they could also save with 0% interest for up to 24 months on purchases, which is a nice, warm feeling. What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example. 24.9% APR representative variable and 24.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
Oh, how relaxing was that yoga session? I feel so free.
Speak for yourself. I can never let go. Bladder leaks.
I know, right? I'm so done compromising. I got a new bit of yoga kit. Always discreet pads. Here, try for yourself next week.
Love you lots, but this thin pad won't keep up with my heavy leaks.
Just trust me on this one. So, all zen and liberated, are we?
Let's just say I found my flow.
Always discreet. Live with no compromise.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a giant panda from £5 a month, helping to create wildlife corridors to reconnect panda habitats. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Panda and help bring our world back to life.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. Relatives of a British passenger have confirmed that he survived this morning's Air India crash in Ahmedabad. It came down just seconds into its flight to Gatwick, seeming to explode as it hit a nearby doctor's hostel. Vishwas Kumar Ramesh was able to walk away from the wreckage. His brother, Nayan Kumar, was supposed to pick him up from London's Gatwick Airport and has spoken outside the family's home in Leicester.
He video called my dad. As he crashed, he said, our plane's crashed. I don't know where my brother is. I don't see any other passengers. I don't know how I'm alive, how I exited the plane.
The Prime Minister says the images from India of this morning's plane crash are devastating. Keir Starmer says the government is doing all it can to support families affected.
Obviously, the investigation is going on. We've dispatched an investigation team that's been deployed. The Foreign Secretary is leading on this, and we'll obviously update as soon as we can. But we're working with the Indian authorities on this to establish the facts.
The King says he's desperately shocked and has asked to be kept up to date. Lord Karan Billiam-Mourier, the co-chair of the Indian All-Party Parliamentary Group and crossbench peer, told us it's unimaginable.
Everyone thinks at this time is, what happened? How could this have happened? How could anyone have seen the sad film of the plane taking off and then, crashing? How could that have happened in an aircraft that has had a safety record that's been excellent, this Boeing 787.
Yes.
I don't think that they've ever had a crash.
Sarah Stewart is an aviation lawyer who explains what will happen over the coming